State.
WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, divers discovered two more victims of Tuesday's bridge collapse in the waters off Baltimore Harbor. Maryland State Police say the victims were recovered from a red pickup truck found in 25 feet of water in the area of the bridge's middle span. And at a press conference Wednesday, Maryland State Police Superintendent Colonel Roland Butler Jr. said operations have now changed to a salvage effort after wreckage from the bridge has become too dangerous for divers to operate.
We have exhausted all search efforts in the areas around this wreckage, and based on sonar scans, we firmly believe that the vehicles are encased in the superstructure and concrete that we tragically saw come down.
Meantime, the governors of New Jersey and New York are pledging to do what they can to minimize supply chain disruptions following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. In a joint statement, Governors Murphy and Hochul say they have seen how indefinite port closures can impact national and global supply chains, hurting everyday consumers the hardest. And they say the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey can take on additional cargo and have directed the agency to further evaluate all available resources to minimize supply chain disruptions. Two moms arrested for brawling at a South Jersey high school. One of the moms threw a planter, hitting the other mom and a school police officer. All this went down in the vestibule of Highland Regional High School in Blackwood. The fight was apparently sparked when one of the mom's teenagers suddenly attacked the other mom's kid. 41-year-old Bria Mitchell and 39-year-old Crystal Turner are both facing multiple charges. We told you yesterday someone picked the six numbers themselves in order to hit Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot for more than $1 billion, happening at a ShopRite liquor store in Neptune Township. Locals can't believe it, and they're already telling the winner how the money should be used.
Charity, you can give charity, you can take care of your bills, you can make a nest egg.
I hope they do great with the money. Spread it around. Do the right thing with it.
In New Jersey, winners are allowed to remain anonymous. Is your kid involved in youth sports? From parents behaving badly on the sidelines to kids feeling pressure to play through injuries, today's young athletes are facing more than just performance anxiety, and we put together the Garden State's top youth sports experts, coaches, and medical professionals for a discussion about the issues facing today's young athletes. Watch it tonight, 7 p.m. on our Facebook page, NJ1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Showers end this evening, then what can we expect? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Take control of your smart speaker. Access New Jersey 101.5 anytime. Just say, play New Jersey 101.5.
Great choice.
And join the conversation.
Traffic. Could catch a little bit of a slowdown getting on to the New Jersey Turnpike at Exit 8. There's a crash on the shoulder there. Meanwhile, the traffic along the New Jersey Turnpike, you've got some slowdowns in the car lane south coming at Exit 13. That's a crash on the car lanes blocking two lanes to the right. 80 is very crowded west in Patterson before Exit 57. It's a crash. The left lane is currently closed. And the traffic on 24 is heavy west coming up towards the vicinity of 287. And also, as you go east down towards 78, starting to crowd up a bit as well. Parkway around Union, some northbound delays, and 287 north between exit 1 and 4, a bit on the heavy side. Leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, we're 20 to 30 minutes for the upper deck of the GW Bridge. Better for the lower level. Pretty quiet at the Lincoln Tunnel. Holland Tunnel, about a 5 to 10 minute delay. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Joel Myra, New Jersey traffic south with delays south on 295, exit 29 at Whitehorse Pike down through to exit 26. 45 is heavy in Woodbury and Mantua and also in Mullica Hill. And we have 70 slow in Cherry Hill both ways through the road work. And as well, 29 is very busy in Trenton, New Jersey. Fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Whether your faucet is leaking, you have no heat, or your breaker keeps tripping, call our friends at Guaranteed Service, the number one plumbing, electrical, and HVAC company in New Jersey. Mention the station to get $50 off any service. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com.
Your direct line to the studio, all in one app. Download now and use our New Jersey 101.5 in-app chat to connect with our hosts. Stay engaged, stay connected. Join the conversation.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. In general, I still like what I see for the upcoming weekend. After we dry out tonight, we'll have to contend with some wind and one pesky shower chance on Saturday. So showers will eventually come to an end later this evening. Then we'll see clearing skies as the wind kicks up overnight, low temperatures in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, turning sunny and dry, but those wind gusts over 30 miles an hour definitely noticeable. High temperatures for your Friday in the lower to mid 50s. Saturday, chance of an afternoon or evening shower. A brief one, otherwise clouds and sun, highs in the mid 50s. Easter Sunday, the warmest day of the week. It'll be partly sunny and dry as highs temporarily push into the 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Andover, it's 45, Monroe 49, Seaside Heights 53. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by MyPillow. For a limited time, get a queen-size set of the famous Giza Dream Sheets for $59.98. King-size, just $69.98. The lowest prices in history. Call 800-315-0584 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code JERSEY.